One big change we've seen over the last decade or two with respect to nuclear weapons is it's much more accessible to individual people. This is something that all through the Cold War and for decades was mystical and secret, and not anymore. I mean, after the fall of the Soviet Union and revelations about our own nuclear weapons complex and factories, this has put it back into the democratic, small d, hands of everyday citizens. We all have not only the power to do something about it, but I feel the responsibility to do something about it. Now we have a situation where, boy, our checkbook is under a lot of pressure, and we spend roughly $50 billion a year on the weapons and the weapon systems that deliver them. Do we need to be spending that? I think the answer is no, but I think I want to have that conversation with Alaskans.
In the past, our nuclear weapons were referred to as our strategic nuclear arsenal. Does Plowshares believe that they're no longer strategic anymore?
Conventional weapons these days are a quantum leap beyond what they were in the 50s and 60s and 70s. We've seen these incredibly precise and long-range drone strikes in Pakistan, for example. We have laser-guided munitions. We saw what almost seemed like a video game in the Gulf War and in Iraq. And so the U.S. has a military capacity and sophistication far beyond any threat from a nation state that you could think of. We spend more than the next 15 nations combined. And of those 15 nations, about 12 of them are our allies. So not only would I submit that conventional deterrence is sufficient, but the strategic nuclear deterrent used to be aimed at the Soviet Union. We don't have any kind of a threat or a nation state out there today that our nuclear weapons are actually deterring. You're not going to deter the Taliban or Al-Qaeda with a nuclear weapon. So there are two fundamental shifts. One is the fact that we can deter traditional threats by conventional means, and you can't deter what the actual threats today are with nuclear means.
You hear so much about America's prestige or loss of prestige. And isn't a nuclear arsenal wrapped up in that? I mean, aren't we conceding something in the eyes of a large segment of the population when we give up, you know, the thing that we've been best at since the end of World War II?
I can understand that psychology. I think what's important to understand are a couple of things. The world nuclear arsenal, the number of weapons that exist in the world today is around 20,000. 20,000 nuclear weapons. Between Russia and the United States, we own about 96% of that. We were the first to develop them. We were the first and, in fact, only country to ever use them in war. And yes, we were the first. We had the largest arsenal. We have the most accurate missiles. But if the idea of deterrence is to never use these, it's sort of a false ego, if you will. I would suggest that now where we really should be taking pride is in leading the world in managing these risks. There are hundreds of tons of nuclear materials out there in the former Soviet Union that present a risk to us. And the United States is leading on that front. We hosted a nuclear security summit a year and a half ago. There's going to be another one next year in Asia. We've got plenty of other things we can take pride in. And I would suggest that one of those things is, you know, we started this. Now, it was a very different situation. It was World War II. There was an imperative. But we ought to be the ones to lead the world out of the nuclear abyss.